The government of Uganda is now trying to come together with the Uganda Red Cross to ensure that they look for those people who were buried by the debris caused by the landslides.
Has this type of thing happened before in that area, or this is the first time?
This is the second time it is happening in this area. Late last year, it happened in this same area, and many people died. And the residents are now calling up the government to assist the villagers to make sure that all those people buried in this area are actually moved.
Issa, the Gisu people have lived in that community, and as you said again, it happened before, and the government asked them to vacate the area, but they refused to do so, saying that their ancestors lived there for years.
Yeah, the people in this area, they say that they have been staying in this area for a long time, and they refused to go by the government's idea, because here in Uganda, there is a problem of land grabbing. And after the government promising to relocate them, they had agreed at the first time. But after government delaying to fulfill what it had promised them, to relocate them, some of those Gisus decided to stay in this area, refusing to go elsewhere.
Issa, we hear that there are about 300 residents in that area. Does the government of Uganda fear that there may be more people that may have been killed from this landslide?
Yeah, because these areas which are affected by the landslides are densely populated, and this area is hilly, whereby people cannot just go anywhere because there is a problem of land in such areas, and that's why such areas are densely populated.
So they fear that if they accept the government's offer to relocate, they may not get the same land or quality of land that they currently have.
Yes, please. Because in Gisu, the people here, they are cultivators, and they grow Robusta coffee, matoke. But in the areas where the government wanted to relocate them is a cattle corridor area where people practice pastoralism.